Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to be continuing to share with you on the subject of faith. We've been pouring in the Word of God into you broadcast after broadcast. And you have seen the fact that you have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the faith of Jesus that'll move your mountains. It's a way of life. It's the way of victory. It's a law that works every time, and your faith is to be released through words and through action. And as you work your faith in the Spirit, it's going to put into operation the power of God. The angels of God are going to move on your behalf. And as you confess the Word of God, you're going to see that the promises of God are going to come to pass. You know, it's important to have a lot of understanding in the area of faith, because hope and faith and love are the three things that abide. That's why we're taking the time to pour these scriptures into you, because you must be established in the faith. And we're going to talk about the enemies against your faith, beginning with this broadcast. You know, it's important to realize that we can have enemies against our faith. Many people think that they can just hear the Word and just pray a prayer and then just expect that their faith is going to produce, failing to realize that there can be enemies against your faith that can stop your faith from being productive. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Whom resist steadfast in the faith. We're going to have to resist the devil steadfast in the faith, with the faith that Jesus has given us, knowing that the same afflictions or pressures are accomplished in the brethren that are also in the world. Now in Romans chapter 8, verse 36 and 37, the Bible shows the devil's attitude toward us. The Bible says, "For thy sake we're killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." The devil views every Christian as a sheep for the slaughter. But praise God, in verse 37 it says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." You are more than a conqueror. You can overcome every situation. Your faith will overcome your mountains and your enemies that would be arrayed against you. But it is possible that your faith won't produce if you don't deal with these enemies. Look at this scripture in Luke 22, verse 31 and 32. The Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Notice what Jesus said. He said, the devil's after you. He wants to sift you as wheat. He wants to bring destruction in our life. But notice what Jesus prayed. He prayed saying, "that thy faith fail not." You have the faith of Jesus, and if you operate that faith, it won't fail. But if you allow enemies to come in, your faith could fail because you allowed the enemy to stop the production of your faith. He prayed for him that his faith would fail not. You are in control of your faith, of whether it's going to fail or whether it's going to produce. If you do what the Word of God says, your faith is going to produce. The Bible says that we live by this faith and we walk by it. The Bible says that this is the victory that overcomes the world, and this world is dominated by the god of this world, who is Satan. And this is the victory that overcomes this world, dominated by him, even our faith. So we must eliminate these enemies arrayed against our faith. If we give place to the devil, then he will stop the production of our faith. The first enemy is the lack of knowledge of God's Word. If you don't know God's Word, how are you going to have faith for the promises of God? Remember when we were sharing with you concerning faith, we shared the fact that every one of us have been dealt like precious faith and the measure of faith, and the Bible declares that we have the spirit of faith. Every one of us have the spirit of faith. It is the same spirit that Jesus had. We have the spirit of Jesus Christ and we're born again, and because we have his spirit, we have his faith. This is a spirit of faith, and we are to live by this spirit of faith. Now that's a general faith you have. But also you must receive the Word of God in area after area concerning the promise of God. You need to know the Word on love. You need to know the Word on joy. You need to know the Word on peace. You need to know the Word on how to receive healing. You need to know the Word on prosperity. You need to know the Word on guidance. You need to know the Word on how to have understanding and wisdom. You need to know the Word on every subject of the Word of God. And this is so important, because Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." If we don't have knowledge, we're going to be destroyed by the enemy. The reason is because he can come against us and work in areas where we don't have the knowledge of God. We don't have our faith developed. Remember, we have a spirit of faith, but we need to get specific faith in particular areas of the Word of God, and that comes by hearing God's Word. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." You need the Word in you. The Word is going to produce faith. Remember, the Word, when it comes to you, it is written in your heart and written in your mind. The Word written in your heart is producing faith in you. The Word written in your mind is producing hope. And so faith is coming by hearing the Word of God. And this is important, that you hear the Word on all these areas so that you will have the knowledge of God. Remember, this knowledge we're talking about is revelation knowledge revealed by the Holy Spirit. He's revealing the spiritual realities of the ways of God to us. Isaiah 5:13 says, "Therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge." If you don't have the knowledge of God, you'll go into captivity. If you don't have the knowledge of God on healing, you're going to go into captivity to sickness and disease. If you don't have the knowledge of God on prosperity, you could go into captivity in the area of poverty. If you don't have the knowledge of God on how to walk in love and forgiveness, you could easily go into captivity in the areas of strife and bitterness and all kinds of resentments and unforgiveness. Now you need the Word of God, and you need to get in the Word. You should be in the Word on a daily basis. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 says this, "He answered and said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is important. You need to get in the Word, just like Job said that he esteemed the Word of God more than even his necessary food. If you're going to feed your body every day, you better be sure that you feed your inner man the Word of God. You need to hear the Word of God and allow that Word to be dwelling in your heart and in your mind. Praise God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 says this, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." You need the knowledge of God. And this is going to bring grace, that's God's favor, and His peace or His wholeness, the promises of God being manifest. That's going to be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3 says, "According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness." Where is the divine power of God? It's in the Word. The power is in the Word. And as you receive the Word, that divine power comes into you, and it gives you all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Remember, it's the Word of His grace that's going to give us our inheritance. And it says that this divine power is going to work through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Verse 4 says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature." You see, we have the nature of God in us when we're born again, but we're becoming a partaker of the divine nature through the Word written in us, as we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind, and as we act upon the Word, we're going to be partakers of the divine nature, and we're going to escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. This is because of the knowledge of God. If you don't have the knowledge of God, though, you're not going to be able to have faith in those particular areas. The Bible says we're supposed to be growing in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A second area is lack of confidence in the integrity of the Word of God. Your faith could fail if you have a lack of confidence in the integrity of the Word of God. When you hear God's Word, it produces faith, and you get the revelation knowledge, but you're going to have to trust in the Word. You're going to have to believe the Word, not just know it. A lot of people say, "Well, I have revelation knowledge. I understand that." Well, that's great that you understand those truths, but if you don't have confidence in the integrity of the Word that God's going to bring it to pass, your faith will never produce those promises. Numbers 23:19, "God's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent." happy, but he says, hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God is going to perform his word. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says this, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. The promises of God are yes, and in him amen, which means so be it. Every promise is yes. God doesn't have favorites. He doesn't have respect of persons. He doesn't have some that he's going to give a promise to and others he says no. You know, there's been a lot of teaching out there that says that, well, sometimes God will say yes and sometimes he'll say no and so forth. Concerning the revealed will of God and the promises of God, he doesn't have favorites. He's not a respecter of persons. If he's healed one, he'll heal all. If he's given guidance to one, he'll give guidance to all. If he's brought peace to one and freedom and deliverance, he'll bring peace and freedom and deliverance to all. All the promises of God are yes. And you need to have confidence in the promise of God, in the integrity of his word. What God says, he means. And he will perform that in your life. Luke 21:33 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. I'll tell you, God's word is more sure than the heaven and the earth. When we know that's going to pass away, because there's going to be a new one. But the word of God will stand forever. In fact, Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. His word will never fail. 1 Kings 8:56 says, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel. According to all that he promised, there has not failed one word of all of his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses' servant. God is going to perform his word. Abraham got a hold of that. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And he was fully persuaded that what he promised, he was able also to perform. It is possible for one's faith to fail if they do not have a knowledge of God's word and confidence in the integrity of the word of God. These are the first two principles that we're looking at today, and you need to be sure that you get in the word, get the knowledge, grow in knowledge, and have confidence. Know that God's word is sure and steadfast. Know that he's going to bring it to pass. And I'll tell you, you will see your faith work when you have confidence and trust in the word. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the word of God.